Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Step by step. Today we look at the first two verses of Psalm 62. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. My family loves to go hiking. Well, let me change that a bit. My family, besides my youngest daughter, loves to go hiking. She would much rather sit in the car and drive around while looking at the breathtaking scenery than get out of the car and hike to a peak to actually experience the scenery. Unfortunately for her, she's the youngest, so she's obligated to join in on the adventure. She usually makes sure that we take many rests along the way. On our most recent hike, I heard her saying to herself, "Every step gets you closer to the end." It made me chuckle, but I was proud of her for finding a strategy to get through it. Are you just getting through? No, I'm not talking about a hike, but rather this earthly life that you're living. Are you just taking it step by step and waiting for your rest at the end? Maybe you're just trying to get through each day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Maybe you look forward to laying your head down on the pillow each night and dread that beeping sound of the alarm in the morning. It can be difficult to feel fully rested when our minds are racing and our calendars are full to the brim with activities that can't be skipped. In our verse for today, the psalmist writes, "My soul finds rest in God alone." Exhale and read that again. My soul finds rest in God alone. Praise God. It takes the stress out of trying to figure out where we should turn to find rest. Sure, a nap gives us a boost and a nice walk might calm our mind, but rest, spiritual rest, comes from God. When we feel overwhelmed, we can find rest in our Heavenly Father. When we are overcome with anxiety or stress, we can go to His Word and be comforted with God's promises. When we are tired and consumed with fears and doubts, we can pray to Him and know that He hears every single word. When the guilt of sin weighs heavy on our hearts, God's peace through His forgiveness is ours. We don't have to just get through it. We have the God of the universe on our side. The psalmist calls Him our rock and our fortress. There can be so much noise on the outside of that fortress, but we're on the inside, surrounded by Him. God is protecting us from the chaos and blessing us with His peace. I hope that makes your shoulders go down. I hope it brings you rest to know that God has won every battle and is surrounding you with His love, grace, and mercy. Step by step, day by day, He's with you. You will have rest. It will be perfect. Keep going. We pray. Dear Jesus, You are my rest. Thank You for being a safe place for me to land when I'm tired. Grant me strength to get through each day. Give me joy as I take each step and forgive me when I fail. My hope is in You alone. Amen. A question to consider. Don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, could you ask a congregation member if they'd be willing to cut or laminate for you? This might be a good way to get to know your congregation members. Can you think of one or two people that you would feel comfortable asking for help? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.